or and in the company of friends. 773-434-2444.
And we're back. Bob from Scranton, you're on the air.
Hi, Ted. Love the show. Longtime listener. First-time caller.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a special someone out there you'd like to talk about?
There is, Ted. I recently lost a very big part of my life.
You'd been together a long time?
Since college. This is for my belly, my paunch, my spare tire. I know we had some good times. God knows I'll never forget that night in Albuquerque with the burritos.
It's never easy to lose something that's been such a huge part of you, Bob. Where'd the magic go?
Well, I'd recently begun taking the stairs more and more instead of the elevator, and then we started seeing less and less of each other. One day, it was just gone.
Small step number 67. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In November 2004, Nathan was sentenced to 6 years for committing a gun crime. He was only 19.
Hi, Nathan.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been there?
I've been locked up 3 years and some change.
What do you miss most of all?
Other than being with my loved ones, little things probably. Wind, trees, all that. Just being free.
How hard has it been on your mother?
Difficult on a mother with a son in prison. I say it's been probably harder on her than it has on me.
What about your brothers? Do you ever give them any advice?
My youngest brother, he's all right. My older brother, he's more rebellious. I just try to keep him on track.
Mm.
Well, he never said it, but I think he blamed me for leaving. He felt like I left him out there by himself.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing I can do in here for him. Got my hands is tied. I can't really help in any way.
If you could tell your family one thing, what do you think you'd tell them?
I love them.
When you commit a gun crime, your family serves the sentence with you.
Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods, the Ad Council, and WKKC Radio.
We are Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC HD1 Chicago.
Play. I took the kids to the park today, enjoying watching them run and play, noticing how quickly time passes away, how fun it was for me back in the day. Remember your friends asking, can you come out to play, holding your breath for what your mama would say, knowing you weren't obedient that day. Oh well, what can you say? You reap what you sow. You shall pay. But you must take time to enjoy the play. Children remind you the proper way that life should be taken day by day, play by play, and pray by pray. This is Just Lily, and you're listening to Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe on 89.3 WKKC. For more, you can go to my website at www.juslillie.com. No T, ebonically, Just Lily, that's me.
Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of WKKC Radio, Kennedy King College, or the City Colleges of Chicago. 89.3 WKKC proudly presents Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program, daring to make a difference in our community. And now, here's your host, Dennis Snipe.
It's about a minute after the hour of 9 in the city of Chicago, and you are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, daring to make a difference in our communities, entitled Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe. Thank you so very much for tuning in and checking us out today. We've got a great show lined up for you, but before we get started, do me a favor. Call your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your best friend, your girlfriend, your significant other, or whoever else I may have left out of this list, and let them know that Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe is now on the air. What are we talking about? Hey, I'm glad you asked. We're talking about politics, religion, personal development, education, and then from time to time, we're highlighting positive people who are doing positive things in and around the city of Chicago. Hey, we're broadcasting to you live from the campus of Kennedy King College, conveniently located on the corners of 63rd and Halsted, 740 West 63rd Street in the Inglewood community, and we're doing it real big. So pick up your Alexander Graham Bell right now and get your place in line. So if you have a question or a comment about what we're talking about today, you have first dibs on talking to me. Well, today at 9:50, we are talking to Miss Cassandra Griffin, a about personal development, success, going to the next level at 9:50. And then at 9:30, we are talking to Mr. Herschel Dixon, all the way from California. There's a brand new show, a reality show for those of you who like to write. It's called The Real Stuff Reality Show. At 9:27, we are talking to a representative from the RTA about a special minister's breakfast about the RTA service. So much going on. And then also, right now, we are talking to Mr. Warren Howlett. How are you, Warren?
Good morning, Dennis. How you doing?
Doing well. Now, you're giving us some information about the expungement program that's coming up real soon.
That's correct. It's
okay.
Coming up June 6th.
June 6th. Now, it is out of the clerk's office.
That's correct, from Dorothy Brown's office, clerk of the Circuit Court of Cook County.
Okay.
We've been doing, this is our fifth year. We'll be doing it at Roberto Clemente High School this year, as we did last year. I would encourage many people to come out. Come out if you have had been, if you've been arrested somewhere, sometime in your life, because this will give you an opportunity to get your case expunged.
Okay. Now, are there, well, what are the specifics? So let's say that if I was a young kid, maybe I was in my teens and I got a misdemeanor or something like that. Does it? Are there certain pieces or are there certain areas that can help me? Or
sure,
how
absolutely.
Does it go?
Juveniles also can get their case expunged. We have a juvenile area up there as well, and I would encourage them to come out. Even if you don't have if you're not a juvenile, if you're not a teen, and you were arrested when you were a teen, it would be a good idea for you to come out and get your case expunged as well. Because those things show up on your criminal history report as well, and that will reflect on your ability to get a job.
Okay. Now, if I don't know everything that's on my record, how can I get a copy of my record so I can see what's there?
Good question. What you could do is go to Chicago Police Headquarters at 3510 South Michigan Avenue and request to get your rap sheet, better known as a rap sheet, but what it really is, your criminal history report. They will fingerprint you.
Mm-hmm.
It is a $16 fee to get that done. And it will reflect all the cases that you have been arrested for within the city of Chicago. I would certainly recommend that anyone is going to attend this expungement summit to be sure to do that if you had arrest in the city of Chicago, because it makes it very easy for us to locate your cases.
Okay.
You know, people sometimes have arrests that we're unable to find for various reasons. But if you go get a rap sheet, it makes it very easy for us to find them. You want to get all your cases on a petition to expunge so that all of your cases are removed from the database.
Is it possible for something to be on my record devoid of my knowledge?
Yes, it could be.
Yeah?
Sure.
Okay.
If you've been arrested and you were released without being charged, that's still arrest. That's something that will show up in your criminal history report. So it's very important that you get a rap sheet so that we can identify those things, make sure that's on your petition so that can be expunged.
And that could cause me, even if I don't know it or if I was arrested but not charged, that can stop me from getting a job?
Well, sometimes people may look into those kinds of things. I would just say in my office daily, because, you know, there's always someone trying to get hired somewhere that, you know, they apply for a job and the employer wants to know if you have a criminal history or not. So what they do is they hire a company to go into the clerk's office, because the clerk's office's responsibility is we're the keeper of the court records. So anything that happens in court, anyone can come in and take a look at that because it's public accessible. It's available to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So that information's available. Once the business takes that information back to the company will take a look at your criminal history, and they may decide not to give you a job because of that. Now, if you get your case expunged, all that information will be removed. We will seal the file, and we'll also remove that information from our public access terminals.
Wow. So now, considering that, now, rates here in Cook County are rather high.
Sure.
So now, does that necessarily mean that something else is going on here in Cook County that's a little different than other places, or why is it so high?
Well, you know, Cook County is, I think, the second, if not the largest, county within the nation. And we see daily the number of criminal cases filed. Last year alone, there were 34,099 felony cases and 230,000 misdemeanor cases filed for a total of 265,000 cases in the Cook County. Add this fact that the Sheriff's Department reports that it books through a process as more than 100,000 individuals and releases the same number of people annually. This means that each year in Cook County, there are more than 100,000 people who are either sent to prison, moved to house arrest, placed on some type of probation, or released to our communities with arrest records. I'm sorry. Once an individual has an arrest record, any type of criminal record on file, no matter what the disposition of his or her particular case, this individual's employment opportunities are greatly undermined.
Okay.
with severely limited options for making a legitimate living. These individuals are placed at very high risk to resort to repeat offenses, either out of necessity to make money or particularly in the case of juveniles. I would say in 2001, Cook County Jail reported a recidivism rate of 51%. That rate is the most highest currently since statewide. The recidivism rate of 2004 was 53.4%, and Cook County is always higher than the state. Another fact, according to the Illinois Department of Corrections and data released in June 2005, in Cook County there were 24,365 adults committed to prison institutions. So what we are seeing here is large numbers of people in Cook County, huge segments of the population that are caught in a seemingly unbreakable cycle of jail, unemployment, and back to jail. The only answer for most of the individuals is to have their criminal records expunged or sealed, thereby removing major obstacles for their opportunity to get a job.
So now, for those who are interested, what number can they dial? How can they get more information?
Well, you can call my office at area code 312-603-4736 or at 312-603-7777.
Now, where will the expungement seminar take place this year?
That will be at Roberto Clemente High School. That's 1147 North Division Street. I'm sorry, Western Avenue.
Okay. All right. And it is from what time? It starts at?
Starts at 8:30 in the morning. We'll allow people to come in the doors at 8:30 until 6 p.m. in the evening.
8 to 6.
Right.
Okay. So step one, considering that I know that I have an issue with my record, mm-hmm. what do I need to do first?
Step one is to get a copy of your rap sheet.
Okay.
And I would say, now, the expungement summit is June 6th. There are a lot of people who wait to the last minute to get a copy of their rap sheet. The Chicago Police Department gets inundated with a lot of those. If you wait to the last minute, they probably won't have your rap sheet ready to go by the day of the summit. So I would encourage people to get your rap sheet at least 2 weeks before the expungement summit. So you get your rap sheet.
So that's enough time? It'll take about 2 weeks or so?
Well, I would say if you do it within 2 weeks, it's certainly you should have it by that Saturday. Okay. If you wait to the last week, it's going to be very difficult because everybody tries to cram in and get it then. So they get a lot of requests, and it's just so many, it's hard for them to have it for you by the time of the summit.
I see.
So that's your first step. And as long as you have that, if you get a copy of your disposition, the presiding judges who rule on these cases, who make a decision if your case is expungable or not, want you to have a copy of the disposition of your case. You can get that in the clerk's office, my office at 50 West Washington downtown in the Daly Center. You can go to 26 in California to get it, or any of the suburban districts as well.
Okay. Now, Warren, I've got a question.
Sure.
Let's say that I may have gotten in trouble while I was in the military, mm-hmm. overseas. Mm-hmm. Can just by going through the piece here, will that give me the information that I need to get that information?
Well, if it happened within the city of Chicago, yes.
Okay.
But if it's something that happened outside the city of Chicago, then you'd have to deal with it wherever that took place.
Okay. Right, so. But it can still cause me.
Oh, absolutely.
Issues.
Yes, that's correct. If you have arrest anywhere, even outside of Cook County, and if you have let me just say this. If you have a felony conviction, you cannot get your case expunged. However, Prisoner Review Board will be there because a lot of people are trying to get something done. They've got this conviction. You know, sometimes what happens to younger people is, you know, you do something that's maybe not so smart, and you get in trouble, and then you get this felony conviction. And now, so now this is impacting your life. Unfortunately, for people that have felony convictions, there's really not a lot they can do about it. But if you come to Expungement Summit, the Prison Review Board will be there, and they will be able to assist you. There's executive clemency that can be offered to you when you're there.
Okay. All right. Now, for those who don't know, executive clemency is what?
Executive clemency is a constitutional power that's given to the governor for him or her to allow sentences to be commuted or pardoned.
Okay. Now, you know what? I skipped this part.
Sure.
Now, the difference between a misdemeanor uh-huh. and a felony.
Okay. A misdemeanor, the most you can get is 364 days in a Cook County jail for that, or I should say in any of the jails. A felony is a sentence where you could go to the penitentiary. So in other words, if you get a felony conviction, there's a chance you could go to the penitentiary on that. A misdemeanor conviction, the most you can get is 364 days in jail.
Okay, so for smoking weed, I can probably get a felony.
Yeah, that's a misdemeanor.
But if I steal a car, then that's a
You're looking at a penitentiary sentence, possibly.
Okay.
Because that's a felony.
So that's a felony.
That's correct.
I see. Okay. So therefore, if I do something stupid or did something stupid when I was young, there's still a possibility that I can get it off my record.
You get arrested for that, and you get convicted for that. You need to come down and talk to the Prison Review Board.
Okay.
However, the kinds of cases that are expungible are when you've been found not guilty. The state decided not to prosecute you. There's such a thing as nulli pros, or stricken off the leave of reinstate, or non-suit, or if you're released without being charged. Those types of cases are expungible. There's also something that's called cases which are sealable. You may have a misdemeanor conviction, but those can be sealed. Now, there's a difference between expungement and sealing. With expungement, if your case expunged, it will be treated as if it never happened. If it's sealed, we will remove that information to the clerk's office from our public access terminals. We'll seal your file, but arresting agencies will still be able to see that information, such as the Chicago Police Department, if that's where your arrest occurred, and the Illinois State Police will still be able to see it.
So would that really merit me any favor?
Sealing your case will at least keep that information from being seen publicly.
Okay.
Meaning that if someone was to come in our office and look for a case under your name, they would not see it.
I see. Okay. All right. That's good information to know. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, for more information, we can give you a call.
Sure.
And give us that number again.
Our number at our office is area code 312-603-4736, or you can call area code 312-603-7777.
Okay. And the expungement is June?
June 6th. Please be there. There's an opportunity for, if you have something on your record, to get that dealt with.
Okay. And that is Roberto Clemente High School?
That's correct. That's 1147 Northwestern Avenue.
Okay. And it begins at 8 o'clock?
8:30. But I would encourage people to get there early, because there are long lines. You know, we have attorneys that come there to volunteer to assist people to prepare their forms for free.
Okay.
But the expungement summit, to file your petition, there's a fee for that. There's a clerk's office fee, and there's an Illinois State Police fee, and it's $120 for that. Also, there's a fee for to get a copy of your disposition, which is $9.
Okay.
So be sure to come with money.
All right.
But the attorneys will help you for free.
So for all of the additional information and fees that may come along with it, I can give you a call.
Absolutely. Okay. And we also take credit cards, too.
That's good information.
People need to know that.
Warren Howlett, thank you very much. You are the chief deputy clerk for the criminal department.
That's correct. Those are misdemeanor criminal cases.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot for coming.
Thank you.
We wish you the best. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Hope to see people there.
Definitely. You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3. We're going to take a pause for the cause, and we'll be right back. KKC.
This is Focus Talk with your host, Dennis Snipe, on 89.3 WKKC.
Is fear stopping you from being who you are meant to be? It's natural to be afraid of change, but we often allow fear to block our path to greater success and satisfaction. Find the courage to move beyond your comfort zone. Have faith in yourself. Be who you are meant to be. Hi, I'm certified professional coach Cassandra Griffin, and this is your New Realities Moment. For more information on creating new realities in your life, call 708-331-9725. That's 708-331-9725. Or visit www.newrealitiescoaching.com.
Did you know that in just 2 short years, you could earn a degree in culinary arts that will set you up to earn great money? You could end up working in some of the finest restaurants in the country. Or, better yet, owning your own restaurant. 50% of all meals consumed in this country are outside the home. That's a whole lot of eating out. And Chicago is quickly becoming the restaurant capital of the world with its many fine restaurants. Now is the time to consider a career in the exciting food service industry. And Washburn Culinary Institute at Kennedy King College can prepare you for your dream job or career in the culinary arts. Other culinary schools charge up to $45,000 or more. Washburn Culinary Institute, the oldest culinary school in the United States, charges just $14,000, and financial aid is available. Want more information? Call 773-281-8559. That's 773-281-8559.
You wanna go? All of you who wanna go to college, wanna go? You best listen to this knowledge. Listen, You gotta be a go-getter, cause it's hard to get there. Get up in their face, get up in their space. So ask for help and do not stop. Know how to go, that's it, let's rock.
That was Farnsworth Bentley with Wanna Go. For more college info, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
The Bridge Network International, Bridging the Gap, Ministries United Together present Welcome to the Bridge, One Body, One God, One Goal. Every Sunday, 9 a.m. at the Ford City AMC Theaters, 7601 South Cicero. The theme, No Fear, will be presented by Reverend Jackie Hood Martin.
If you got fear, it's not God. When the Spirit of God resides within, and when the Spirit of God is upon you, there is no room or place for fear.
The Bridge is a new style church with upbeat music, encouraging messages, along with activities for all ages. The emphasis is on your individual spiritual journey. The Bridge is committed to bringing individuals and ministries together to make a greater impact in our world. The worship is designed to be a relaxed fit for every age. Come and be a member of the Bridge family every Sunday, 9 a.m. at the Ford City AMC Theaters, 7601 South Cicero. The Bridge Network International, Bridging the Gap, Ministries United Together.
This is Focus Talk with your host, Dennis Snipe, on 89.3 WKKC.
It's God-given. God-given.
Multiply the love across division. Dennis Snipe on the mic to enforce the vision. Economical living or political decision. Artistry and even religion. More information than you getting on your television. Just take a listen, just take a listen. Education's pivotal and plentiful. Something to enhance the brain mineral. In between the 9 and 10 a.m. interval. Focus a fold, let go or take hold. No slowing down on this open road. Put the pedal to the metal and go, 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 go. He's showing us the ropes, giving community hope when we don't know where to go. Focus all around these streets, and if you agree to disagree, step to the MIC and speak your peace. Don't speak your peace, cause if each one teach one, we all are reached. We can resolve the beef. Focus, talk food for thought, we all gon' eat. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Hey, hey, hey. WKKC with your host Dennis Snipe. Focus Talk. Hey.
.920 in the city of Chicago, and you are right back in tune with Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe. I'm your host, bringing you all the information that you will need, as well as giving you a little bit more. Keep in mind that the elevator to success is broken. You have got to take the stairs. So with that information in mind, whatever concept, idea, thought that you have in your mind, take it out, put it on paper, and execute. Classes are available here at Kennedy King College, one of the seven city colleges of Chicago. Success begins here. As you can hear, I am battling with the frog today. I'm having a hard time with a little hoarseness. So if there's someone in the listening audience who has some information or possibly a remedy for hoarseness, please give me a call. Help a brother out, because this is not good, especially those who singers and speakers, those who work with their voice like I do. I am having a hard time. But in the meantime, we're not going to let that stop us, or something little like not being able to talk to impede us from bringing you information and so on and so forth. So with that in mind, joining me today is Mr. Marcus Johnson. Hey, Marcus, how are you today? Uh-oh. Can we hear you, Marcus? No. He's right there. Right. Marcus, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Good. Now, I can't hear you, though. All right. Okay. Marcus, give us some information. You brought along with you a book today entitled Everyone Has a Story, and This Is Mine. And so give me some information about your book, as well as who you are and what you do.
Well, it's a pleasure being here at WKKC with you, Dennis. And about myself, I am a man who's trying to be and live more responsible. And that's the bulk of it now. You know, we need to show our youth, you know, how to be responsible. But just a little bit about the book. The book is about my life before and after I got shot four times. I was involved in a gang, but when I got shot, it was not gang related.
Okay. And your injuries left you paralyzed?
Yes.
Okay. And presently you are paraplegic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, give us some information as to what happened.
Well, it was stupid. That's what really happened. Me and a buddy of mine, we entered somebody's home and tried to rob him. Mind you, it was another drug dealer. And upon exiting the home, I got shot. And trying to leave the home, you know, everybody in the neighborhood comes out. They're trying to see who got shot, where the gunshots come from. And a young lady came up to me and asked me, you know, was all right. And I told her no, you know, because she called the ambulance. The ambulance come. I go to Northwestern Hospital. Spent about a week in Northwestern Hospital where the doctor told me that I would never be able to walk again. And I was very hurt and crushed at that time. From Northwestern Hospital, I went to Cook County Hospital and stayed about 3 weeks there. And from the Cook County Hospital, I went to the Cook County Jail and stayed 2 years, 6 months, and 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yes. And from the Cook County Jail, I transferred to a Dixon Correctional Facility where I finished the remainder of my time of a 10-year sentence.
What do you say now to young people when you go and speak to at schools or at a CBO? What do you want young people or parents, for that matter, to know, believe, or understand about your experience?
Well, I want them to understand that it can happen to anybody. You know, just like I thought that it could never happen to me. That I want them to understand also to believe in themselves, the youth. I want the parents to believe in their children. And I just want them to get educated, really, mm-hmm. pretty much on all levels, you know, from school, books, other individuals, and just a whole education on life.
Okay. Now, here's a question that I have. Now, today we have about three young men in the studio with us today who are just kind of shadowing and looking at what we do in radio behind the scenes. And I say that because we have a lot of young people who have who fallen prey to street life.
Yes.
Selling dope, kicking it, gangbanging, so on and so forth. And we who are older individuals say, well, hey, that's not the way, but it's a lot easier mm-hmm. for us to say it and not be involved in it. Mm-hmm. So the question that I'm asking is, what was so alluring for you when you were a young guy? And so what can you tell the young people today, or how can you tell them to stay away from that particular environment?
Well, good question. What I can tell the youth today about my experience and knowledge from when I was growing up, and how to what made me get into it was the instant gratification. The money was right there, you know, and along with the money, the riches came, the women came. And just living that fast life, it was good, until, like I say, that moment in my life or anybody's life, because like I say, it you never think that it could happen to you, but you know, we really don't want to take those chances.
Right. So now your message today is a message. Needless to say, it's a message of hope.
Yes.
But what else do you spend into that mix to let them know that there's a better way, and that if you continue on the path that you're on, these are the final results?
Well, we all hear this all the time. You know, if you be involved in the street life, you know, these are the things that's going to happen to you. Either going to wind up dead, or you're going to be in jail, or something like myself, be injury, you know, lifelong. Mm-hmm. But we just need to discipline. We need to discipline our children now, you know, because when I was growing up, you know, we were disciplined and we minded our parents. You know, nowadays, you know, we don't, I see the youth, they don't mind their parents. You know, they just running wild. And that comes from the discipline. And through my experience, the discipline that the youth are not getting at home, they're getting on the streets through these gangs. These gangs are disciplining them, telling them to go out here and sell these drugs on the corner, go out here and shoot these innocent people because they don't know how to shoot no guns. You know, but to me, Dennis, you know, we just need more discipline in our family, in our household.
So now you say discipline from our families. Now, does that necessarily mean from parents specifically or from aunties, uncles, extended families, or how should that discipline come?
It comes from everybody. You know, even if you have guardians, you know, it comes from everybody. And it needs to be enforced. It needs to be enforced.
Okay. All right. Now here's a question. I may sound a little curt here.
Nah.
But you mentioned that when we were coming up, I believe we were about in the same age bracket.
Okay.
That we minded our parents.
Yes.
Now, considering that at a younger age you were doing some unscrupulous things, so is it safe to say that you were minding your parents at that time?
I minded them when I wanted something.
Oh, okay.
If I wanted some pairs, if I wanted some sneakers, or if I wanted the nice outfit, then I would mind. But it helps me, and I say that to say, you know, the discipline, it helps you in the younger years to become disciplined throughout your life. You know how to instill values and morals into your children when you have them, so you know, so they don't stray too far away.
Okay. All right. Now, for those who want to get more information about who you are, what you do, maybe book you to come talk to their young people or speak at a church, what number can they call? How can they get in contact with you?
You can call area code 773-299-4152. Or you can visit me via email. That it will be Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, _ Jones, J-O-N-E-S, 0@yahoo.com.
Okay, sounds good. Now, Marcus, wait, we're going to take a real quick break. We're going to come back on the other side and talk a little bit more about who you are, your message, and how we can spread your message of hope to those who need it most.
Okay.
You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3 KKC.
This is about America's living national treasures, our national forests. They're being destroyed by fire as never before. The Arbor Day Foundation asks for your help in replanting our national forests. Help bring our living national treasures back to life for the Earth's creatures, for ourselves, for our future. Be part of the rebirth of our national forests. Visit arborday.org. See what we're doing. See how you can help.
Does business owner, entrepreneur, or change agent fit your description? If so, attend the Recession Proof Your Business Expo on Saturday, May 30th at the University Center, 525 South State Street. This high-impact, informative expo showcases local businesses, supporting services, and seminars for today's entrepreneur. Dynamic speakers include GSU CenterPoint Director Hillary Birkinshaw, AP Deli CFO J. Anthony Smith, Momentum Media CEO Monique Carradine, Matthew Sapala of Matthew Sapala Incorporated, Chef Eric Paul of Ultra Eatgo, Victoria Knox, President, VJS Enterprises, and publisher Hermaine Hartman. Don't miss this opportunity to build relationships, create contacts, and learn from proven business leaders. Saturday, May 30th, from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the University Center, 525 South State Street. Pre-register online at www.vjsenterprises.net. For more information, call 708-983-4545. Recession Proof Your Business Expo, the difference between surviving and thriving.
Hey, baby. This is Bonnie DeShong. And when I'm looking for the most interesting conversation about politics, education, personal development, and what's hot in Chicago, every Saturday at 9 a.m., I tune into Focus Talk with my good friend Dennis Snipe on Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC.
9:32 in the city of Chicago. We're right back at you this morning. Going to our phone lines, who's on the Focus Hotline this morning? Hello?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes, it's Herschel.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing very well, doing very well. Now, Herschel, not long ago, you and Cyrus were on the show along with Nikki, and we were talking about the brand new reality show, The Right Stuff.
Yes.
Now, to my understanding, The Right Stuff is out and about. It's doing what we would call a thug thizzle. It's ready to go?
Well, actually, we're finishing up the taping, and it will go live on the CW on June 6th.
Okay.
So things are moving well with that.
Okay. Now, for those who don't know, give us a little information about what The Right Stuff is all about.
Basically, The Right Stuff is a reality show that we're doing that is for writers, poets, people in that area that are going to be doing challenges and different things around the country that helps them learn what they need to do to actually become published authors. Some of the things and challenges that authors and writers go through, we're putting them through that challenges, and then the winner will receive a book deal from AG Press at the end of that. So they'll be able to use what they have learned throughout the challenges in their own career at that point.
Okay. Now, for some, I'm thinking, now, how exciting could writing be where you would need to express it in a reality show?
Well, wow, what we've noticed throughout the taping is a lot of writers are very dramatic and they have their own their own thoughts. So you know how in reality shows you need some excitement and you need that drama and you need that he said, she said. You get a whole lot of that from this season.
Okay. All right. Now, we need to check our local listings here in Chicago for the specific times, right?
Yeah.
But it is being carried by...
By the CW.
By the CW.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's the website so we can get additional information, kind of check out who's going to be on the show and all of that good stuff?
Okay. The website is www.therightstufftv.com.
Okay. Once again.
www.therightstufftv.com.
Okay. And everything kicks off June...
The show actually starts airing June 6th.
Okay.
But this week we kick off our reading party tour, and that actually starts Wednesday. And we're going across the country to 20 different cities where we're having reading parties to promote reading and to promote literacy.
Okay. Now, is anyone anyone can join, or it's
Hey, it's open to the public to attend. It's free admission. The only thing we ask is that, you know, to help the cause of literacy and promoting reading, that people donate books of all, you know, for all different ages, just to kind of help that cause, to get people hooked on books, to really join the addiction and want to read books.
Sounds good. And all of that information, it's on the website as well?
Yes, it is on the website, but we are coming to my hometown of Aurora, Illinois on June 3rd, and we will be holding one there.
Okay. All right. And where will it be June 3rd in Aurora?
It's June 3rd in Aurora at the Comfort Inn, and that's on Gabrielle Lane. Uh-huh. And it's from 5 to 9, and like I said, it's free admission. The only thing we ask is that if people can, that they donate books.
All right. Sounds good. Herschel, thank you so very much for calling in. Give us some information and give us that website. Once again, before you go,
it's www.therightstufftv.com. And that's WRITESTUFFTV.com.
Sounds like a plan. Herschel, thanks a lot, and we look forward to talking to you again and seeing you real soon. Please give my most fondest regards to Cyrus.
Will do.
All
right. Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks a lot. You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3 KKC. We're going back to Mr. Marcus Jones. Jones, how are you today? And we left off with just some information about bringing up our young people and talking to them about situations going on in their lives, how to make the best of it. If there was something different that you could do
what would you do different?
So many of things I would have did different.
Really?
Yes. But as far as what situation, me getting shot or me getting involved in the gangs or
the whole gamut.
The whole gamut. wow. I would have listened to my parents more.
Okay.
I would listen to my parents more because just like her parents, you know, they instilled in her morals and values. And just like all parents out there, they're trying to instill moral and values into their children. So I would have listened to my parents more.
Okay. And as far as involvement with gangs and so on and so forth, and what about your friends?
I would have made better choices as far as friends, you know. And because everybody's not your friend. As they say now, everybody's in your life for a reason or a season. But I would have chose my friends a little bit more better.
Now, is that easy? Needless to say, it's not that easy to determine at the time, mm-hmm. you know, that everyone's not your friend. How did you learn that?
How did I learn? Through all the backstabbing and all the talking about, I learned through experience. I had to learn, you know, go through some things with them. I had to find out who I was in order to find out who I was keeping in my company around me. So I would say that I had to find out more so. I had to find out about myself before I can find out about anybody else.
Well, Marcus, let me ask you this question. Considering that there is just a whole lot of violence going on in it's going on all over the nation, but for the most part, a great deal of it is going on here in the city. When you look at it, what do you see? What's your assessment, and how would you change it?
When I look at it, I see that it's way out of order, for one.
Okay.
It's way out of order. Because, you know, you're going to have violence anywhere, everywhere you go, it's going to be violence. But it's just gotten way out of order. And how I would control it would be to have another type, some type of program where they would have to go through before they would have to enter the juvenile judicial system.
Okay.
You know, that program, along with many other programs that we need out here to help our youth go to and talk about other things, talk about themselves, because that's how we relate now. We relate, you know, adults relate to the adults, and the youth relates to the youth. Mm-hmm. So just have more programs out here.
And what would the programs do? Because we have an influx of programs right now that are just that, programs. But for those programs to actually say what, or to do what, or to take the young people to a certain place, and not necessarily physically, but take them to another place emotionally, intellectually, culturally.
Okay. My answer for that would be to have people who are passionate about helping other people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of, you know, I run into it all the time. Then, you know, people, they still doing the things that they're not doing and they're supposed to do.
What does that mean?
That means that they're talking a good game, but they're not playing in the game. Hmm. And so, like I said, if you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk. And a lot of these programs, they just talking the talk. You know, they're not walking the walk. And so it's just what I see is a lot of, you know, programs getting money for, you know, different things or whatever, and not really passionate and wholeheartedly wanted to help the youth out here.
Okay. What is your mission?
My mission is to help bring back the love in the communities all over the city. You know, it's to also to get educated, because I want to educate myself, because I'm a parent as well to four children. And help bring back the love in the community, Dennis.
Okay. Now, your book just gives, does it give your entire story from where you started to the point where you begin your road to recovery, or what does your book highlight?
My book highlights different scenarios in my life that I thought was impactful to the youth, where they could learn something, and even the parents, you know, because we all can learn from somebody.
Okay.
So my book is about my life, and it just highlights the different things in my life that I went through, the different stages that I went through.
Now, I've got a question. Now, were you a parent prior to being incarcerated?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I actually had my first child while I was in the Cook County Jail being sentenced to go to the penitentiary.
Wow.
So that was my first child, and I was 21 years of age at that time.
Okay. All right.
And the other times, it was just in between the penitentiary, me getting out and coming home and going back and, you know, getting out and going back again. So.
Now, how many children do you have, Marcus?
I have four children, three girls, one boy. My oldest girl just made 18, and which I'm proud to say that I am also a grandfather.
Wow.
Yes. Her daughter just made 1 year old in March. So.
Okay. All right, good deal. Marcus, give us some closing words.
Well, I want to say that, you know, it's I know it's hard out here. You know, it's a lot of temptation. It's a lot of peer pressure. And it's, and we just, as a people, we just really need to focus on the youth out here to get them in order, because after we gone, we need to somebody to carry on our legacies and our name. So I just want to say that tell your parents that you love them, you know, and parents, I hope that you're telling your children that you love them. We don't need to pick up a gun to be a man, and we certainly don't need to sell drugs to make six figures in this world.
All right. Give us your contact information once again before we go.
Okay. It is 773-299-4152. And my via email is Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, underscore, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, 0@yahoo.com.
Marcus, we appreciate you more than you know. We wish you the best. And please know that the door here at Focus Talk is always open. You don't have to knock, just come on through.
Oh, thank you, Dennis.
All right. You're going to hang around with us for a while, take a couple of picks?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one college radio station. We've got more information coming your way, going back to our phone lines today, sharing some more information with you. Who's on the phone line this morning? Hello? Hello? Anyone there?
He's there.
Okay. No one there? Okay. Well, in the meantime, we want you to know that success begins here at Kennedy King College, 89.3 WKKC. If you would like to change the rest of your life, or perhaps change where you are and what's going on in your life, classes are available here at Kennedy King College. So for more information, 773-602-5000. That's 773-602-5000. We're able to take you to the next level. We're ready now? Okay, good deal. Who's on the line this morning?
This is Antonio Golston. How you doing?
Hey, hey, how are you, sir? I haven't heard from you in months and Sundays. You doing okay?
Brother, it's an absolute pleasure and an honor to be back on air with you.
Sounds
I'm
good.
Well, how about yourself?
I am doing quite well. I understand that you have some powerful information to share with us this morning about an event that's taking place on Monday morning. Give us some more information.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity. And congrats to you and all your success. I am working with a faith-based initiative here called the Faith Alliance for Fair Transit Funding.
Okay.
A group of about 50 ministers have come together to assist with what's happening right now down in Springfield. As right now, as you know, we have the largest transit system, the second largest transit system in the nation right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as we speak, the elder House representatives are preparing to craft out a, a funding bill, and we actually need to make sure that our region gets as much money as possible for the RTA in this particular region.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, on this Monday morning at 9:30 a.m., we will be hosting a press conference and breakfast at Captain Hard Times Restaurant at 9:30 a.m. 9:30 a.m. Monday, May 18, 2009, 436 East 79th Street in Chicago, Illinois. Again, 9:30 a.m. We're asking for all of the senior leaders, clergymen, people of the faith-based community to come out, to show up, show your support for the RTA. We'll be discussing several issues regarding what's happening right now in Springfield. We want to make sure that we get our fair share of what's taking place. Just to give you just a little bit of understanding about what's happening, as I said, that we have the second largest transit system in the nation. And what they've done is a study that over the next 5 years, we need at least $10 billion, at least $10 billion just to make the repairs and to keep the system functional. As you know, as Jim just talked about, our kids on the streets, we are losing kids by the hundreds right now. And we need to make sure that we have proper bus systems, things in place so that they can actually get back and forth to school, our seniors, several, you know, people who rely on the transit system every single day. In fact, I did not realize this, but 2 million rides per day are provided by the transit system in this region.
Now, Antonio, what can a regular citizen do? What do you need the citizens to do?
Number one, they can contact us. You can go to www.revdrwbj.com. That's number one. You can write that website down, get more information about what events we're doing to simply assist in this effort. But let me say this real quick to you. What's happening right now is we need as much support as possible, because by the end of this month, the House of Illinois representatives and state senators will be passing a bill. And what we need to do, the regular citizen needs to contact your pastor, contact your community leaders, get in touch with us so that we can make sure your voice is heard, so we can get as much money as possible in this area, so that we can make sure that they cut out, they put in the budget for us what we need so we can keep this transit system moving.
Monday, May 18th, what time?
9:30 a.m.
That's Captain Hard Times, 79th and King Drive.
Let me give you a phone number.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, the phone number, you can reach us, 77, reach me directly at 773-719-7671.
Once again.
Give
us the number again.
773-719-7671.
All right, Antonio, we thank you so very much for calling and sharing that information with us. Please keep us abreast of what's going on from time to time. And
yes,
we appreciate you more than you know.
Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot. You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one, KKC 89.3. Moving too fast, Keith. 89.3 WKKC. It's time for Cassandra Griffin. And I'm all excited about our topic today, so that's why I just can't wait. Cassandra, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you feeling today?
This has been rough.
No, not for you.
This has been rough because I can't talk. I can't talk. I can't hit my points like I want to. You know, all the stuff that I normally do. My thug thizzle is dull.
Oh, no, it's still there.
Cassandra, how are you today?
Just wonderful.
Good, good. Now, we are talking about looking in another place.
Looking somewhere else.
Looking somewhere else. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was close.
You were very close.
Go right ahead.
You know, sometimes when you lose an item in your home or somewhere, and you keep looking in the same place. I know this particular thing is in this office. I know I look and I look and I look, and you keep going back. And then at some point you decide to look somewhere else, and there the item is. So that doesn't just apply to lost items in our home. It can also apply to how we're looking for things in our lives. For example, if you've been looking for a job, and unemployment is just crazy nowadays, and you keep looking in the same area and the same focus, it's not to say that you should necessarily abandon maybe your ideal job, but maybe you need to look somewhere else. Maybe you need to consider thinking a little bit differently about what it is that you're trying to pursue. The same applies for maybe looking for a mate. Let's say you look at the same place for the same type of person, the same type of thing. But maybe if you know, certain traits. Some of us are, you know, looking for the tall, dark, and handsome or something with a particular bank account. And maybe if you look somewhere else, you can get the satisfaction that you're seeking.
Okay. All right. So now, does it necessarily have to be a full court press as far as looking for what I want, or it could just be by happenstance, or is there a specific guideline I have to follow?
Well, there's some suggestions. If you want to change sort of the focus and look somewhere else, you can begin with noticing where perspective you're in. If you have the locked-in mindset that my man looks like this and I'm going to meet him in this particular place, then you may just need to change your perspective and expand it a little bit. If you also know that a lot of the things that you do in your life are because of the people that you're around, sometimes our association sort of guides where we end up, then you may want to look somewhere else in your association. Maybe go out to a networking event, or maybe go and do something with some friends from work if you always hang out with your friends in the community. So that's a way to look somewhere else. Another thing is a change in geography, and that can be as simple as, I always go to this place for lunch, or always do this particular thing, and so I'm going to take a chance, and I'm going to go into a different community. Or sometimes, even on a larger scale, sometimes you just need to pack up and move. I've known people who have done that, and it was the best thing for them. So sometimes it's just a matter of, once again, rethinking your perspective on this particular issue. If you can't find what you're looking for, rethink your associations. Who are you hanging around with? And then maybe changing your geography. And pretty much certain that you will find what you're looking for if you try those different approaches.
Good deal. Now, Cassandra, I know that there are a ton of people who want to get this information and possibly have you assist them. Well, not possibly, but definitely have you assist them with mapping out a plan or a strategy for their own personal development regimen. So give us your telephone number.
708-331-9725.
Once again.
708-331-9725, or check out my website, www.newrealitiescoaching.com.
Sounds like a plan. Cassandra, in closing, I wish you success
and satisfaction. I hope your voice comes back.
So do I. This is just god awful. We'll talk again real soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's time to go. We have had a jam-packed show today. It has been a real roller coaster ride, but that's all, y'all. I've got to make way for The Consumer's Eye with Derek McNeil and Charles Young. But before I go, keep in mind that all of the little things that you think that really don't matter, they actually add up to something really big. So all the little stuff that you've been doing, don't stop. Don't let it go. Just keep on collecting it. Keep on collecting the little pebbles. And before you know it, you'll have an incredibly large monument. That's just some food for thought. Something you should know from 89.3 KKC. Hey, this is Dennis Snipes. Stay focused. We'll see you next week. KKC.
You've been listening to Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program daring to make a difference in our community. With your host, Dennis Snipes, on 89.3 WKKC, Chicago's number one college radio station.
Yo, it's your man, Tony.